Welcome to this Raiser's Edge podcast, a brand new podcast called Raising Young Entrepreneurs. Now, if you're an entrepreneur like I am and have got kids, young kids or even teenage kids, you're probably thinking, I wish they have the level of exposure to entrepreneurship that I didn't have, so that it would have been much easier for me to understand these entrepreneurial concepts much quicker and therefore make my entrepreneurial journey a little bit easier. So if you are one of those entrepreneurs with young children or teenage children, or you are not an entrepreneur and you want your children to grow up with an entrepreneurial mindset, this podcast is for you, and we are going to take you through six different topics to help you as a parent to foster an entrepreneurial mindset in your kids. And in studio to help me do this is Shanae de Gouvet. She is principal at Radley Primary School, and they are a private school that focuses on entrepreneurship in young kids. Our first podcast in the six-part series is Fostering a Growth Mindset. Welcome, Shanae.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's start off. We're talking about fostering a growth mindset. What is a growth mindset?
So a growth mindset is the ability to be able to push through and to continue learning and growing and knowing that you have the ability to do that. So on the opposite side is a fixed mindset, where you think that your talents and your abilities you're born with, and there's no room to be able to grow those. So a growth mindset is initially just knowing that you have the capability to continue learning and growing no matter what your abilities are.
So what you're saying is that when you're working with young kids and even teenagers, that you are trying to ensure that they dislocate from any thought that they are, I'm stupid and therefore I'll always be stupid, I'm not creative and therefore I'm never going to be creative, things like that.
Yes, yeah. It's to break that mindset of I can't be more than what I am currently.
Okay. So do you, when you work with kids, do you assume that they have got a fixed mindset first of all, or do you assume that some kids have got a fixed mindset and some have got a growth mindset?
So it's quite easy to pick it up in a child who feels, you can almost say, self-insecure, because they think that the capabilities that they have is all that they can acquire. Whereas, you know, children with a growth mindset, you can also see, because they have that belief or that self-worth, that they can try and they will, you know, do better and succeed.
So do you think that, just, you know, working with hundreds of kids over the years, do you think that this mindset or this belief system comes from the home? It's innate, it's in society, it's what they watch on TV. Where do you think that comes from?
It's exposure. It's to what they're exposed to. And I think parents need to realize that they themselves are role models to their children. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times children are watching their parents to how they behave and how they react to certain situations.
And what they're saying.
Yes, and what they're saying. And they take that in and they follow in their footsteps. So it's very important as parents to be able to model growth mindsets as well, so that the children can follow easy. But it definitely is, it's experience and exposure, both at home and at school.
Okay, so let's go to the home, because if I'm watching this, I'm probably watching from home. So what can I do with my kids? So first of all, what I'm hearing is that, first of all, self-awareness, that I need to make sure that I'm not using the language of a fixed mindset, so that I'm using the language of growth mindset in front of my kids to be that role model. Is that right?
Yes, definitely.
All right. So what else? For what other exercises? What can I do now to ensure that I'm doing the right thing in front of my kids and saying the right thing?
Yeah, I think what parents need to realize first is that it's a journey for both. So it's not just the parents' journey, but also the others around the parents. And the number one thing is obviously modeling growth behavior, but it's the conversations that they have with their children need to be a growth language. So instead of saying you're so smart, you could say I can see that you're working hard. So you praise the effort and not necessarily the outcome of what the child has achieved. It's more that continuous learning takes place throughout life. So you never reach your peak. There's that phrase, practice makes perfect. But, you know, in our household, it's practice makes better, because you can never be perfect. There's always going to be room for growth and improvement. And I think parents need to use that same mindset and same atmosphere at home, because you can never be perfect. There's always going to be room for growth, and it has to be a continuous journey, and learning is continuous.
So give me other examples.
So another example would be allowing your child to take ownership of their studies or the choices that they make. So you could obviously, as parents, you have to support your child and you have to give them guidance, but you have those parents that are helicopter parents and that will plan your study schedule for you and make sure, you know, set out your area, your study table. You must, you know, follow from 8 to 10, you must study and do this. You have to hand all of that over to the child, because that child then takes the sense of responsibility and ownership, and it's solely up to them. So the mistakes that they make, how can we learn from them?
But how, if you've got a kid that is not taking responsibility, do you just leave them?
No, so you continue to support them, but you don't do it for them. There's a big difference in you give them the tips and the guidance, but they have to take ownership of that. So you can obviously give them a deadline and say, I need you to create your own timetable schedule. You know, you plan it around your day, and then we can overlook it and see it. And then, you know, you can continue to push them, but you don't do it for them.
So is it the reinforcing thereafter of the delta? They were there and they are now here. I'm coming back to the topic of today, which is fostering a growth mindset. So what I'm hearing is partly language, but is it also reinforcing change to say, look how much you've grown. You were there and you are here.
Yes. So like I said at the beginning, you always praise the effort. So right. You can say, look what you did,
yes,
and how you got here. And then obviously you also look at what went wrong, but what went right.
Yeah.
How have you improved, and how can you use that to keep going?
In the beginning of this conversation, we spoke about the example of a kid who says, I'm not creative. So how would you just take me through that? I've got a kid who thinks they're not creative and, you know, it's not their thing. How do you now foster a growth mindset with a kid that's stuck in that belief system? You can't just say, but you are creative.
Yes, yeah. You can say, but you're still learning. So there's that language of someone can say, oh, I did so terrible. And you can say, but that's okay. You're still learning. So there's that light of hope that they can actually achieve something if they, you know, hard work, consistency, persistence.
Yeah, but Shanae, she's so creative. Look, she draws so beautifully. But she's creative.
Why was she like that? Because she's been exposed to it and she's done it.
She was just born like that.
You see, that's what people believe. People believe that they're born with these innate talents and abilities. Yeah. And some children are. They have that creative mindset. But some, you can still be a creative person by enabling yourself and being open to wanting to learn to be creative.
So take me through it. I'm that obstinate teenager, tween, young kid who says, but I'm not creative like Shanae. So take me through that. What do you say to me? How do you language me out of that stuckness?
Everybody has to start somewhere. Okay. So with that tween that is saying that they're not creative, you could ask them, but what have you done that makes you think that you're not creative? Or what can you do?
I just know.
So what can we do to change that?
I don't want to change it.
And this is exactly what happens, Alon, is that people say that they're not creative, and no matter what we do, that's just who they are. You know that phrase that anybody can achieve something if they put their mind to it? Well, I'd like to change it that anybody with a growth mindset can change and achieve what they want to do. So yes, it's going to take time, and you need a lot of patience. Patience, consistency, small steps, one day at a time, and you just keep working on it. But as long as they can believe in themselves that they have the ability, then it can definitely.
But if they don't believe, that's the point, is they don't believe.
But you need to have those people around you to continue to motivate and inspire and get them on that growth. I think the most important thing is to explain what a growth mindset is and what a fixed mindset is to your children. Because in certain situations, you can refer to this is a fixed mindset moment. So or
to label it.
Yes, you have to label it so that they can become self-aware. Because you're not always going to be there for them when they, you know, into the real world. So as long as they become self-aware and they know, oh, this is a fixed mindset moment, I need to shift and change to become more growth orientated. As long as they know the difference and they, yeah, you have to label it.
So if I summarize this, that we're going to start off at the end, which is to label fixed mindset versus growth mindset. Number two, it's to recognize the effort, not just the outcome. So number three is to recognize the milestones of change and then actually reflect that back to the kid, right? Yeah. And number four, I think being realistic around this is to ensure that we don't have an expectation that a kid's just going to change their mind in a day because you say so and you've highlighted growth versus fixed. This is about persistence. It's about doing things every day. It's about language every day. It's about reflecting to the kids every day. And slowly over time, it changes. And ironically, that is a growth mindset.
So yes, Alon, I've seen it with the kids that come into Radley. You know, they start off and we do an entrepreneurial development index with them in February of every year. And by November, we check again on the progress that they've made throughout the year. And you can see the changes. Although, you know, it might take 1 year, 2 years for them to get onto the bandwagon, but it definitely happens. And it might be a slow process, but change can happen. And the greatest thing is to see how the parents change as they go on this journey with their child.
Great. Thanks, Shanae. Thanks for your insights on fostering a growth mindset. Tell us, what are we looking forward to in the next podcast?
In the next podcast episode, we'll focus on financial literacy and how to incorporate that into the household.
Well, that was Shanae de Gouvet. She is principal at Radley Private School, a school that focuses on entrepreneurial mindset for kids. And you've been listening to a Raiser's Edge podcast called Raising Young Entrepreneurs. See you in the next episode.